From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Less than 24 hours after Jacob Zuma's late-night resignation, South Africa has a new president. Cyril Ramaphosa, a successful businessman and longtime member of the African National Congress, who was instrumental in the push to force Zuma to resign. VOA's Anita Powell is in South Africa, saying the atmosphere in the parliament was upbeat when Ramaphosa was nominated and accepted.
We haven't seen that in a while, especially not during the very, very combative Zuma years. So it was there was a lot of pomp, and Cyril Ramaphosa was the only nominee. He was nominated by his party, the African National Congress, and it did not need to go to a vote because he was the only nominee. It was seconded, and the Chief Justice said, okay, fine, it's going to be Cyril Ramaphosa. He's the new president-elect of South Africa.
VOA's Anita Powell in Johannesburg. Ethiopia's prime minister stepping down in what he says is an effort to advance reforms aimed at easing the country's political unrest. Haile Mariam Desalegn submitted his resignation as both prime minister and chairman of the ruling coalition, hoping parliament would accept it. Ethiopia has been going through political unrest since a wave of anti-government protest in 2016, prompting officials to declare a state of emergency. Pakistan criticizing a new U.S. report saying the country's weapons are a continued threat to regional American interests. Foreign Ministry spokesman criticized pointed to India as having the fastest-growing stockpile of nuclear weapons. Pakistani officials maintain the nation's short-range nuclear capability is only for protection. This is VOA News.